Okay. I have to start with a disclaimer that usually, in fact, almost always, I always try and say either a new shmooze or at least my own shmooze on the Wednesday shmooze, because it's a way of showing the fellows that you can always be mechadesh something new. But it happens that Rosh Yeshiva has a very, very beautiful shmooze, which is extremely yesodistic on toldos, and it's a tifa yesod, I think. And I wanted to say it over, especially this shmooze, when I was doing the Chidush Alev and Brachos, it was the first one. This shmooze was the trial shmooze, meaning I wanted to get someone to try and rewrite the Sefer. So I would give him this shmooze. I gave it to a number of people. None of them wrote it properly, and they therefore flunked the test, until I finally found one person who was able to write it properly, because it's a certain understanding of Musar to be able to write the shmooze properly. Anyway, it's a very exciting shmooze. It's not my shmooze, it's Rosh Yeshiva's shmooze, but we'll say it hopefully correctly. Going through the psukim, it says that Esav went ahead and he was, the pasuk says, to get the exact pasuk, Vayavo Esav min asadev hu oyev. Esav comes home, not exactly clear what he was up to, and he's tired. So it seems he was extremely hungry, and Esav therefore tells Yaakov, Hariteni no min ha'adam ha'adam hazeh ki oyev anochi. Now obviously that must mean he must have been extremely hungry, otherwise what kind of thing is, give me your food because I'm tired. So what, you're tired. So the Chizkuni says, Pshat is that as a hunter, hunters have to be in the woods for days, and they sometimes chasing the animal, and they have to keep on chasing it, so he can go days without food. And in general, according to the Chazal, he was involved in some very serious averis. It was very strenuous. He was fighting Nimrod. So whatever it is, so Esav is not just, he's on the verge of collapsing. You know, he's extreme hunger. That's what he's saying. Give me this food. Ki oyef anochi. I mean, I'm about to collapse. So Yaakov says, sell me the bechor. So Esav says, hine enochi holech lamis, v'lamis aliyah bechor. So Esav explains why he's agreeable to sell it, because hine enochi lamis. Now, what does hine enochi lamis mean? So there's two pshatim. Rashi says his pshat, just want to mention the other pshat. This is a Chizkuni pshat, which is an interesting pshat, that I'm a hunter, and hunting is a dangerous profession, and there, because you're chasing wild animals, and there are a lot of hunting accidents, and therefore, it's very likely that I will die. So what's I going to die? What do I need the Bechor for? The Bechor is only after Yitzhak dies, but I'll probably die, earlier. That's a Chizkuni pshat. I just mention it because the Noda Behuda brings this halacha lemaisa. There was a shaila to Noda Behuda if a person's allowed to be a hunter for fun. It was in Europe, that was a recreation. The rich people used to go hunting. And the Noda Behuda paskin, based on this chizkuni or pshat, that you see from here that hunting is a dangerous sport. And he says to do for fun something which is dangerous is not mutter. To go hunting because you need it for your parnasa. Okay, so there's a tzarech. So the Torah allows you to put your risk your life for the tzarech, for a parnasa. But to risk your life for fun, that's not mutter. And therefore he says that it would be usher to go hunting for fun. I don't know whether how it applies to today's hunting, I don't know, but in those days. But the Rav Yashiv learns from that Noda Behuda that fun things that are dangerous are not mutter, even if the level of danger is not so great, because it says here that for an occupation you would be allowed to go hunting, but for fun not. And he applies that to smoking, that even though smoking is not such a dangerous risk, but if you're doing it just for fun, so then you're for fun. You see from the Noda Behuda that you're not allowed to do things that are dangerous for fun. So if you're addicted already, then you're not doing it for fun. Then maybe it would be mutter to continue. Got a heter for you people. But if you're not addicted, then he says it will be Asatan. But it comes down from this Chizkuni and this Parash Pasuk. Amazing thing that from here he learns out that it's Asatan to start smoking. But we're not in the Chizkuni chat, we're in Rashi's chat. Rashi's chat is that he said, Mativo shall avoid the zoo. What's, you know, the Bechor is to get the Avoida. So he said there are certain Einshim that if you don't do it right, you get punished with Misa. And he said, it's a too dangerous. The Bechor has a lot of nice things about it, but it's, you know, I don't want to have a job that there's, if you do it wrong, you get killed. I'm probably going to end up being drunk one day to do the Avoida. So it's not worth it for me. I don't want it. Then the Pasuk says that he sold it, so he agreed to sell it. Yaakov gives Esav the food. Esav eats the food. Vayakam, vayerech, he goes. And then the Pasuk concludes, vayivez Esav es habachayra. So Rashi says, what is this doing? Heyen akosev arisho. The Torah is just in general, this is like a, not connected to the story. This is the events. It's just a Torah's meyin on the rishis of Esav, shebiza avodasa shamakom, that he insulted the avoda of Hashem. Okay, so let's read the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says pshat here, and it's very interesting Mizrahi. He says as follows: Pirish, deimloke ma inyan vayivez Esav chara. What is this pasuk doing here? The cat. Bishnava vayocho vayesh. That he ate lo marsha yado es mechira. That's because that was what motivated the mechira, is he wanted the food. And of ayive zaysa ma inyan yonakan. What is it doing? Lefika chokru chodomar. They had to say chokru chodomar shumaim rashem. It's Hashem like is making an observation. Sheheyin arisho shebiz avodas eshemakom. Okay. Veleka the meimar, and don't say. In other words, just like the first pasuk is, it says that Esau said, "Hine nochi holech lamas." So that pasuk is to tell you why Esau agreed to sell the bechira, because he felt that the bechira is just going to cause him to die, like Rashi says, because if you do the avoda when you're drunk, you die. So just like hine nochi holech lamas, is the Torah is explaining why Esav sold the Bechaira. So Vayivez Esav es HaBechaira could also be an explanation why Esav sold it. So he says, no, that can't be. This is all the Lekha Meimar. When he heard about all the punishments that will come for the Avodah if you don't do it right, so he said, this is a junky thing. Therefore he agreed to sell it. So he agreed to sell it because of the combination that he's going to die, and because he was mevazed, it's no good. Tim Kane, if this is why he sold it, then the psukim are out of order. Just like it wrote, he said, in the beginning, to explain why he sold it. It should have written in the beginning also, Vayivez. Noimar should have written like this, Vayivez Esav Bechayra, Vayomer Hinei Nehodech Lamas, Vayomer Nazaniah Bechayra, Vayomer Esav Bechayra, Yaakov. It should have been in that order. So therefore, it must be that this is after the fact. So in other words, so the way the Ramban is, the Mizrahi is explaining Rashi, that why did Esav sell the Bechayra? Could have been because, it's not because Vayivez. Vayivez means, it's no good. Now, that's not why he sold it. He didn't. He sold it because he's going to die. He felt he's going to die. And he's not mevazed. If you would have asked him, is the Bechaira, at that point in time, if you would have asked him, is the Bechaira a good thing? He said, yeah, the Bechaira is a very nice thing for the right person. It's just I personally, I have a little problem with drinking, a little problem. And if I get the Bechor, I'm liable to drink and die. But for you, it's a wonderful thing. The Bechor is an amazing thing. Person, for the right person, it's a great thing. He wasn't mevazeh the Bechor. It's just not good for me. I'm going to die if I have it. Then he sells it. He eats the food. And then afterward, after he says it, Vayivez Esav the Bechayra, the Bechayra was nothing. Boy, did I rip Yaakov off. He sold, he got nothing. I gave him, I got the food. He was a fool. You know, he got the Bechayra is a worthless thing. So the Bizoy of the Bechayra came afterwards. So Shiva asked a very simple kasha. Why in the world was Esav, if he wasn't Mevaza, the Bechayra, and this was Rishus. That's the Pasuk is telling you, the Higid I caused of Risho. Now, he obviously didn't feel this way in the beginning, because if he felt this way in the beginning, then it would have said that he sold it because he felt it's worthless. It would need the fact that he didn't have Hodech Lamas. So the Rishiva had a kasha that if when he sold the Bechor, he felt he agreed that the Bechor was valuable. But he sold it only because it's not good for me. Practically, it doesn't fit in with my way of life because I have a drinking problem. So why, after he sold it, does he all of a sudden come to Vayivez that he decides it's worthless? What happened? What changed? So she explained that pshat is that he apparently realized that his reasoning was wrong. And he did a stupid thing. I sold the Bechor, I machshev the Bechor. I think it's a great thing for the right person. But I sold it because I have a drinking problem. For me, it's no good. But now, after he sold it and he ate his food, he realized that was stupid. Sell the Bechor, which is so valuable because I have a drinking problem. So just solve your drinking problem or whatever. You know, that's not a good reason to sell the Bechor. So he felt stupid. I sold such a valuable thing for the food. You know, and I gave, and my reasoning was stupid. So in order to ease his conscience that he didn't do something stupid, so now after he sold it, he had to be mevaza the Bechayra. That's how the Rishiva learned shot. So that there's a two-step process. First he sells the Bechor because he feels that it's not good for him. Father, the Bechor is valuable, great, wonderful thing, the most incredible thing in the world. But what can I do? Regretfully, it's not good for me. And therefore, he sells it. But after he sells it, he realizes he made a mistake. His first svara was wrong. So then he comes up with a new svara. So the Shiva's kasha was, it doesn't make sense. Why is it that which svara is better, the first svara or the second svara? The first svara was that I'm going to die. Therefore, there's no point to get the Bechayra, even though the Bechayra is great. The second svara is, Vayivez as a Bechayra, the Bechayra is worthless. So which one is a better rationale? Whichever one is a better rationale, he should have used at the two periods. There are two periods in Esav's life, so to speak. There's the pre-eating the food, the pre-sale, and the post-sale. So it says here that the pre-sale, he had one rationale. Post-sale, he has a different rationale. Why doesn't he consistent? Either whichever one is a better rationale, he should have had at both times. So the Shiva said as follows, that the Esav comes in, he has a tremendous taiva. He sees the food. He says, because of that, he comes along and he says, Hinei nochi holech lamas. But as soon as he eats the food, he realizes that's stupid. Why? Because apparently it was a stupid. So why did he say in the beginning? Because when a person is in the grips of taiva, his brain doesn't work. And he can believe all kinds of crazy, stupid things. That's what taiva does. Taiva is mevalvel your brain. People that are in taiva, they can't think straight. So when Esav walks in and he's ayef, this state of tremendous hunger, he wants food, and he sees food, and he's such about taiva, I need that food, that's all he can think about. So his mind is clouded, his logic is clouded. So you tell him 2 + 2 = 5, fine, I believe you. Anything, he makes up any crazy svar in the world so that he can rationalize, he can get the food. Once he eats the food, His mind's not clouded anymore. He realizes that it was a, boy, that was the stupidest thing I said. 2 + 2 = 5. Well, that's stupid. Now he's embarrassed. How could I do such a stupid thing? Sell the Bechorah with a stupid reason. So he needs another excuse. So he comes up with the excuse, another rationale, that the Bechorah is worthless. Frekter Shiva Kasha, if the rationale that the Bechorah is worthless is not as stupid, it's not as intellectually stupid, you can explain with philosophically, even when your brain's not for tumult. So why in the beginning did he go ahead and he used the svara that Hine Enochi Honech Lomus, which is a relatively stupid svara? Why didn't he use in the beginning the svara of Ayivez Esav Esabachaira? Right? In other words, we're proving, it's proving from here, that the svara of the Yives as a Bechorah intellectually makes more sense than Hine Nochi Holech Lamas. Hine Nochi Holech Lamas was only, Esav was only able to believe it because he was all for tumult and he was in the grips of Taiva and he couldn't think straight, so therefore he could come up to crazy svaras. But the svara of Ayives is based on philosophy and all kinds of apikorsistika hashkafis, and you could give a philosophical explanation why this religion is crazy and whatever it is, and therefore even when he's settled, he can accept it. So why didn't he use that svara in the beginning? So he said it must be because that in the beginning he wouldn't come to that svara, even though it's more intellectual, because it's a bigger rishis. Because Rashi says, to be mevazeh the bechor is rishis. To say that I'm going to die is not rishis. I'm just saying that. It's not practical for me. So it comes out as this. It's with Fados. He says, when Esav sees the food, if he didn't have the svara of Hine Enochi Holech Lomus, even though he's not dying for the food, he wouldn't go ahead and say, nope, Vayivis has a bechorah, the bechorah is worthless, and I'm going to take the food. Because even Esav HaRasha, there's his limits, how many averis he wants to do for food. And God, he's such a terrible averis. He knows that Vayivis has a bechorah is a terrible averis. So he's not going to become a total apikoris just so he can eat a piece of delicious food. So therefore, if he didn't have the svara of Hine Nochi Honech Lamas, he says, what can I do? I want this food, I'm dying for the food. I can't have it. I'm not gonna throw out my whole religion just because I want some food. No. But instead, because he has a tremendous taiva, he's able to blind himself to be irrational, to come up with something irrational. But then later, once he's rational, because he's no longer in the grips of taiva, so now he has a feeling of guilt feelings. Said the Rosh Yeshiva, you see from here that guilt feelings, because I did something stupid, is stronger than the strongest tithes. So Esav with all his tithes was not going to go ahead and say, Vayivis as a Bechaira. He doesn't want to say, Vayivis as a Bechaira. Stupid given Aveira. Not going to do that. But after he did it already and he feels guilty for being selling the Bechaira, and he feels stupid, guilty, whatever it is. I did such a stupid thing. I don't want to say guilty Aveira, but guilty that I'm stupid, ridiculous, crazy. What's wrong with me? I'm the laughing stock of the sea, you know? So then, in order to avoid that, he's ready to do a terrible Aveira. So what Rishiva said is that there are two different types of Yetzaharas, which cause two different types of Negiyas, which cause two different types of rationales. There's a negiya that I want taiva, that has each one has an advantage, a strength and a minus. The negiya that I want taiva has the ability to make your mind become temporary insane, to be totally irrational. But it's not strong enough to make you do a chamerdik aveira. It can make you irrational that you'll rationalize that it's not a terrible aveira. That it can do. But it doesn't have, as much as a person's pushed by taiva, obviously it depends on the person, but by Esav, the taiva that he wanted the food, that he was so if he wanted that food, it was strong enough to make him make a stupid cheshbon, that was stupid, that he himself later on realized was totally stupid. He didn't know, that was stupidity. 2 + 2 = 5. But when you're in the grip of taiva, your logic's not working, so you come up with stupid svaras. But to go ahead and say, I'm going to do an aveira, I know it's an aveira, but I'm going to do it anyway, that, even with the grips of taiva, the Eifesov wouldn't do. But later on, once there's a new negia, it's not the negia that I want the food. It's a negia, I don't want to feel stupid. I don't want to feel like I did such a terrible thing. I don't want to feel guilty. So then that negia is even, in one way, that's an intellectual negia. That's not an emotional negia. That intellectual negia can't make you believe, hinei nochi holech lamas, because that's not based on emotion. That's based on intellect. In other words, the negiah that I want food, I want taiva, that's an emotional type negiah. Therefore, it makes your mind not work. Once Esav got the food, his mind is clear. Ah, he has a tremendous negiah, I don't want to feel guilty, but that's not an emotional type negiah. Therefore, that negiah doesn't mess up your brain, doesn't make you think stupid things. Therefore, Esav comes to the realization, now his mind is intellectually clear, so he's able to realize, and I made a big mistake, and of course, hinei enoshi hodech lamis was intellectually stupid. I got a negiah, but this negiah, this new negiah, doesn't mevalble the brain. Only the negiah of taiva is mevalble the brain. But the negiah that I feel guilty is not mevalble the intellect. But the negiah of taiva is not strong, it has the strength of the valve of the brain, but not the strength to push you to do something which you know is terrible. I mean, some people obviously it could, but doesn't, in this case it wasn't that strong. But the negia that I feel guilty is a stronger pain, and it's a stronger pain, so we'll force Esav to do something even terrible. So it comes out that there's two basic strengths. The negia of I want taiva has the strength to be mevalble your brain, more than the negia that I feel guilty. But the negia that I feel guilty has the strength to make you do a worse aveira, more than the aveira than I want taiva. That was basic shmooth. Now if you can figure out why many people couldn't write this properly, and they all flunked in the writing. But finally, I think one person did write it properly. So if you didn't understand what I said, you can read it. Hopefully, it was written clear. Okay, Shikaya.
Who was it?
Oh, Rabbi Zion. Help. I got it running. Okay, I have to go.